book of Matthew, if you would, tonight. Camp meeting starts on Monday evening, 7:30. Man, morning service on Tuesday at 10:30. Come and go to church with us, all right? Amen. Let's be at camp meeting, summer revival for Bethel Chapel, and just make it out as often as you can for as many services as you can. Youth service at 6:30 every evening, except for on Tuesday through Friday anyway. And you'll enjoy it, so come out and be a part of camp meeting. Amen. You know you're blessed. You're blessed. You get to go to camp meeting, and you don't have to pay $300 in gas and $300 in a motel bill. Right? You're blessed. Goodness. Man, you get a short little drive out there. Sleep in your own bed every night? Wow. That's priceless. That's priceless. Visa can't even do that. Amen. Tell you what, that's awesome. But there's going to be a number of people come a long way. Be with us. Some's going to come and stay in the deluxe lodge. Some's going to come and get a motel. They're all going to spend gas money. Right. Say, well, it's cheaper, yeah. $3.79 today, Lilac. I'll race you over there after church. $3.79 for gas. You know what? Hey, man, it takes a little bit of cash to go to camp. Yes, praise the Lord. But you're blessed. Yes, you're blessed. Yes. Amen. So bring some of that cash with you when you come to camp. You might slip $25 to somebody to help them on their gas. You might slip $25 to somebody to help them with their motel bill. I mean, if you're really getting generous, you never know. You might just spread it around, help, you know, 25 here, 25 there. Amen. Never know. I might get in that line. But just, you know, look for an opportunity to be a blessing. You're blessed, right? You're blessed. And you don't have to go a long way to get into a good camp. So take advantage of it and be out there and have church. All right? Amen. Yes. Amen. Book of Matthew, if you would. Chapter 24. Amen. One verse. One small verse tonight. Verse that you know, many of you can probably quote it and have it memorized or whatever, but chapter 24 and verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Endurance. Endure all the way to the end. It's not the one that runs the swiftest. Right? It's not always the one that starts off the quickest. It's not always the one that's a flash. Man, but it's the one that endures to the very end. One that endures to the very end. When you read these verses, what's he referring to? The end. The end. I'm thinking he's referring to the end of time, the coming of the Lord. Referring to the coming of the Lord. Amen. The end. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Amen. Man, that's our goal, isn't it? And who starts out into a race, who starts out on a journey, not to complete it? Man, but you start out to finish, right? Amen. That's our goal and that's our hope. But I believe that the last days and in the times that we're living in, amen, it's a difficult hour. difficult hour. The Bible tells us that there'd be a falling away. Falling away. I think in the last days there's many that's being deceived by false teachings. And there's many that's being deceived by the devil and by the enemy. Many that are falling and on the wayside. Many that's wandered off, compromised, and lost out with the Lord in the last days. In the last days, in the final mile, in the final journey here. Amen. The final leg, here they are, and they're dropping out. Dropping out. It concerns me when I see those that have had the blessings of God and have known the grace of God and the goodness of God, have known of the Holy Ghost and have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit and been used to the glory of God. Amen. To see them as we enter into the final phase of time, to see them begin to fade away, to see them drop by the wayside, to see them compromise and change in their life. Amen. Let me tell you, the Bible says, he that endures to the end. Amen. To endure to the end. Amen. We need some Christians that have a little bit of staying power. Some Christians that'll stay for the journey. Christians that'll go all the way to the very end. Let me tell you, church, when it comes down to it and we get down to the very end, it's not how many years of service that you put in for God that you get rewarded for. It's not that you can't, if you said, well, you know what, I got 30 or 40 years of perfect attendance in, or I served the Lord for 50 years, or I served the Lord for 20 years. Amen. And really, that don't get you anywhere in the kingdom of God. It's the one that makes it to the end. Amen. If you've served the Lord for 50 years and you quit one day short, let me tell you, you lost it all. You've lost it all. You say, well, no, surely the Lord's going to take into account. Amen. All that I've done, all the years that I lived for Him, I'm afraid not. Amen. It's the one that endures to the end. The same shall be saved. Amen. There's been good people. Good people. Amen. That lived a good life. Amen. And now they've faded away. And now they've dropped by the wayside. And they've walked away from what they believed and compromised in their heart and in their life. And let me tell you what. Amen. They sacrificed all that they lived for. They sacrificed all that they lived for because, amen, it's to no avail if you get to the end and you're not serving God. Amen. You can pile up all the good deeds if you want to. You can pile up all the good deeds. Make your list. Go ahead. Make your list. Man, I've done this. I've done this. I gave here. I gave to this. I donated here. I was here for this. I labored on this. I was here for that. Amen. You can make up your list of all the good things that you did. Amen. But if you quit one day short, amen, it's not going to help you not one bit.
Amen.
Amen. Don't matter how much you gave to the church. Amen. You know, no matter how much you gave to the church, you could line the top of this building with steeples. It's not going to do you any good. Amen. It's not how much you gave to the church. It's not how much that you labored at the campground.
No, it's not. That's right.
They may bury you out there, but let me tell you what, that's not going to do you if you quit one day too soon. The one that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And I'm afraid in the last days there's so many people, they've got their eyes off of the prize. They've got their eyes off the prize. What is it going to take, amen, for us to endure to the very end? What's it going to take for us to endure to the very end? I think one thing that it's going to take, it's going to take faith. Amen. A deep-hearted faith. Believe. Amen. Then believing in God. A trust in God. Amen. Believing in the Word of God. Faith. Amen. Without faith, you're not going to make it to the very end. Amen. It's people that begin to lose heart. It's people that begin to lose their faith. They begin to doubt what they believed all those years. Begin to put little question marks in their mind about whether it's true or whether it's right or whether it's worth it. Amen. They begin to doubt. Keep the faith. Amen. You say, well, is it worth it? All the hardship, all the trials, all that I'm going through. Amen. That little question mark comes up in your mind. Let me tell you. Amen. You're beginning to waver in your faith. Amen. Let me tell you, you need to endure. Keep the faith. Keep the faith all the way to the very end. Amen. Keep your faith down to the very end. You got to be like three Hebrew children that looked at the king and said, be it known unto you, O king, our God is well able to deliver us. But if he does not, we still will not bow. Amen. Our faith's going to take us all the way down to the very end. Amen. We can't look at circumstances. We can't look at the trials and wonder, is it worth it? Keep your faith. Amen. Like Sister Carrie said, when you think about heaven, amen, it's worth it. You say, well, how do we know that it's real? Oh, there's that question mark. Amen. Your faith is wavering. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Amen. The shield of faith. Shield of faith, whereby you may quench all the fiery darts. Amen. We're all those fiery darts. You know what? The wicked, he shoots all those darts at you to make you doubt. Make you question. Amen. The last days, there's going to be those coming. Amen. That's make you wonder, where is the coming of God? Where is the coming of the Son of Man? Amen. Where is his coming? Amen. Why is he delayed? It may make us doubt that the Lord's not even coming. There is going to be no rapture of the church. Amen. Don't get that doubt in your mind. Keep the faith. Amen. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Endure to the very end. Amen. He is coming. He is coming. Every morning when you wake up, say, he is going to come. Amen. I believe the Lord is coming back. Don't begin to question. Don't begin to doubt. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Amen. There's those that say, well, you know, is this life that I'm living worth it? See, what they do is they start looking around and they see others. They say, well, you look over here. You know, they're not living like I'm living, but, you know, they claim to be a Christian. Look over here. Look at this denomination. Look at this church. Look at these people. Man, they're not doing what I'm doing. They're not living like I'm living, but you know what? They go to church. They live for God. Amen. They call themselves a Christian. They say they're born again. Amen. They even say they speak in tongues. They even speak in tongues. Why, man, you know what? Look at all those people. Look at the multitudes of people that don't live like I live. Amen. Keep the faith. Don't begin to question. Amen. There's too many people that look around and get their eyes on the crowd and on somebody else. Amen. And they fall out at the end. Endure to the end. Keep the faith. Amen. Hold on to what you believe. Hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to the standard of holiness. Amen. Hold on to the gospel. Amen. It's amazing. Even in these last days, try to make us question whether Christ, amen, was even sinless or not. Even whether he is without sin. My, what a joke. Amen. But they want to put a question mark there. Want to put a question mark that Christ did not even rise from the dead. Amen. Box of bones. What a joke. Right? What a joke. And keep the faith. If you want to endure to the very end, you need to hold on to your faith. Amen. The faith that was once delivered to the saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep the faith. Hold on to that faith that was delivered to the people of God. You say, hey, it's getting old. I know it's an old, worn out, tattered flag. Amen. But it's still the flag that we march under. Amen. It's still the Word of God. Amen. You say, well, I don't know. Amen. Its colors are not as bright as they used to be. It don't matter. Amen. It's still the plan of God. It's still the way of holiness. Amen. It's still the highway of holiness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Amen. Amen. Faith will help you to endure to the very end. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Those, amen, that were tortured. Those that were tortured, cruelly tortured, lived in caves in the dens of the earth. Amen. But they didn't doubt whether it was worth it. They kept the faith. Yes, kept the faith. Hallelujah. Endure to the end. Oh, praise God. Endure to the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Endure to the end. You know what? We need to endure to the end, but we need love to endure to the end. Love. So what do you mean by love? Well, the Bible says that love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells us that love endureth all things. Right? Amen. How many of you men love your wife? My wife tonight fixed me such a wonderful meal. I'm still enjoying the benefits. Wow, it was so good. But you know what? Tomorrow she gets up, she burns the toast. About burns the house down in the process of burning the toast. Hey man, if she gets up tomorrow and she, you know, irons my shirt and burns a big hole in the back of it, don't bother to tell me about it. Hey man, you know, don't change the fact you love her, right? Amen. Don't change. Love endureth all things. Love endures all things. Amen. Love endures all things. Love was great when we was young. Right? Love was great when you was young and you could see and you could hear. Right? But isn't love wonderful when you get older? Amen. You can't understand. You don't hear half what they say. And what you do here, you misunderstand what they're saying, you know? Amen. And then you can't see and you can't hear and all that, but you still love them as much as you ever did, right? Love endureth. Love endureth. Let me tell you what, if you love the Lord, it endures to the very end. Amen. If you really love God, stay in love with the Lord. Amen. Let your love for God begin to grow every day. Amen. I'll tell you what happens to people. Amen. Where they don't make it to the end and drop by the wayside. Amen. Somewhere along the line, they left their first love. They left their first love. They lost their love. They lost the fire and the zeal and the passion. Amen. For Christ. They lost it somewhere. Amen. If you keep the love of God in your heart, amen, you can make it all the way to the end. You can make it all the way to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? You may keep your love for God. Amen. Read His love letter to you. Amen. Talk to Him. Amen. Communicate with Him. Amen. Have communication with Him and stay in love with God. Amen. Love endures all things. Amen. Love endures all things. You know what? Amen. But not only do we love Him, but you know what? Another reason why we can make it is because He loves us. Amen. Never doubt or never question that He loves you. Amen. I know I love Him, but man, sometimes, you know, I wonder, Lord, where are You at? Let me tell you, I just got to remember, He loves me. Amen. When the things get rough and things get hard and things get difficult, amen, remember that He loves you and His love never ends. Amen. It endures all the way to the very end. Amen. It endures all things. God loves you. Amen. In your trials, He loves you. In the hard times, He loves you. In poverty, He loves you. Amen. In sickness, He loves you. Amen. In every area of your life, He still loves you. Amen. Love endures all things. Love endures all things. Amen. Something else that'll help you to endure all the way to the end, amen, is vision. Vision. That's what makes an inventor invent. You know that? Vision. It's what makes Thomas Edison such a great man. Man, he had vision. And even though he failed and failed and failed and failed and failed and failed, man, he didn't quit. He continued on, right? Amen. Continued on until success. He made it. A light bulb went off one day. Hey, man. He figured it out. Amen. But he didn't quit after he failed the first time. Amen. He had a vision of what was going to be, what was going to happen. Amen. He wasn't going to stop until he fulfilled that vision. Amen. The Bible says that Moses, amen, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, amen, that Moses endured as seeing Him who is invisible. Amen. How did he endure? Amen. Because he saw him that was invisible. He saw something that nobody else was seeing. Amen. He saw something farther on down the road. Amen. Get your eyes set on something. Amen. Then right now, the problem in your life. Amen. Look to the future. Amen. Look to heaven. Amen. Look to Jesus. Amen. Look at the Savior. Amen. Get your eyes off of the problem and get your eyes on the prize. Amen. Look to Jesus. Amen. Get your eyes off your circumstances. Get your eyes off of all the problems around you. Get your eyes off of all those that's compromised. Get your eyes off of all those that have backslid. Amen. And keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. You know, when the Olympics coming up here, they're going to do a lot of competing. These guys, they race and they break world records. You know how they when they break a world record, they weren't racing against just another person there. Those guys, they may get a lead and they may get way out in front. If you keep looking back and you look at the person you're racing, you'll never make a good time. You won't make a good time. You may win the race, but you'll barely stay. But those guys that keep their eyes on the prize, they've got their heart set across the finish line somewhere. And that's where they're racing to. That's where they're racing to. Amen. Endure to the very end. Get your eyes on our prize, church. Hallelujah. Get your eyes on our prize, all right? Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to think. Amen. Of all those that's waiting over yonder. Begin to think of all the saints of God that's gone on before you. Amen, that's beckoning you. Come on. Come on. Amen. All those, amen, in the bleachers of heaven. Amen. That's calling out your name and cheering for you, saying, come on home. Amen. You can make it. Amen. We're here waiting for you. Amen. Get your eyes on the prize. Amen. Think of loved ones that's now waiting upon that shore. Moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas, children and husbands and wives. Amen. Think of those that's waiting for you right now. Amen. Maybe when they left this life, they told you, I'll be waiting for you. Meet me on the other side. Amen. That ought to be enough incentive. That ought to be enough prize to say, I'm going to endure to the very end. Amen. Because I want to have that. I want to be with them again. Amen. Think about heaven. Think about streets of gold, gates of pearl, all the beauty of heaven, all the wonderful joys of heaven. Amen. Where no sickness, no death, no dying. Amen. No more tears. Amen. No more sorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. That ought to get your eyes on that prize. All right. Get your eyes on that prize. Amen. When you've shed all of the weights of this world, when you've shed all the temptations and all the sorrows of this life, amen, you've laid it all aside, amen, to enter into the presence of God forever. Amen. Let me tell you, what a prize, church. Endure to the very end. Endure to the very end. Amen. And if that's not enough, amen, think about your Savior. Jesus. Amen. With a nail-scarred hand, he says, come on home. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm the one that gave my life for you. I shed my blood for you. You can make it. Amen. I've overcome the enemy. You can make it. Amen. I've overcome the world. Amen. You can make it. Amen. You may have tribulation, but you can make it. You may have trial, but you can make it. I'm giving you power. I'll give you strength. Amen. You can make it. Amen. Endure to the end. Endure to the very end. Hallelujah. Don't stop one day short. Don't stop one day short. You can make it. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would this evening.